Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, hpxwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to hpxwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode. Focus on the needle movers, the things that move the needle the most. I know this is a productivity basic, but most people have a tragic amount of stuff on their plate and they feel so overwhelmed and they're juggling all these things. And usually I'm like, you know what? Although, you know, you're juggling 20 balls here, why don't you drop 15 of them? Because they're not making a difference. You know, it's like no one's really that much more impressed about you because you're juggling 15 balls versus five, right? I remember walking in the park one day and there was like two guys standing next to her, literally jugglers. And there's one guy like juggling four things and there's one guy juggling 10 things. I was equally as impressed, right? The extra six balls didn't get any more like hooray for me. I was clapping for them though. I'm like, Hercules, Hercules, amazing, right? So I don't think you have to feel like you have to juggle 15 things. I'd rather strip it down. So let me give you this advice and see if you're following it. And I also, as I go into this one, I feel the energy from you, and I hope that this doesn't feel like I'm pushing too hard or belaboring the points. But I just know. I've had the blessing of training over 2 million people online alone. That doesn't count the people live. It doesn't count our podcast listeners. It doesn't count all the things who follow us on Facebook. I'm flooded every day with what people are struggling with in personal and professional development at the basic and the advanced level. And across everybody, it is very clear that often they're not doing the fundamentals, and that's why they need high performance training. They just took their eye off something and they need somebody to kind of reorient them towards what's important. This is an important habit. High performers are consistently sort of peeling away what doesn't matter and they're focusing on the needle mover. So let me give you some topics here. 60% of your work time should be focused towards PQO. PQO stands for prolific quality output. We can't even begin the conversation about your productivity unless I know what is your primary field of interest that you are trying to win in, and then what are the outputs that really matter in that area, and then how much time are you spending on it that week? And I've never met a top salesperson, a top CEO. Many of you guys know I work with Fortune 50 CEOs. I've worked with billionaires. I've worked with Olympians. I've worked with the people who really move the needle of the world, whether that's a major celebrity influencer or it's somebody who's got seven kids and they're just trying to survive, right? And this one is everything. Did you hear those three questions? Did you write them down? If you didn't, you gotta get you back. I need your presence and focus back, okay? So if you didn't write them down, write them down. What's your primary field of interest that you want to win in? Okay. Number two, what are the outputs that matter the most in that primary field of interest for you to win in there, for you to be relevant, for you to succeed in there? And number three, how much time per week are you spending there? I recently sat down with somebody who sold their company for $350 million. And they had hired me as a high performance coach to sit down with them and kind of help them figure out
what their next level was. I mean, what's your next level after you sell something for $350 million? I mean, once you get done, you know, drinking all those pina coladas, you know, now what are you going to do? And so this person needed that first habit of high performance, seeking clarity. They were after clarity. Already successful person, already had lots of good habits, but really struggling with this one. So we had to identify, well, what's the primary field of interest you want to win in now? Because it's different. Maybe you just turned 40 or 50 or 60, and you realize that where you want to win at in life now is different than it was when you were in your teens or your 20s, right? It changes. But most people, they're not conscious of that. Their real primary field of interest changed sometimes between 25 and 35 years old, but they didn't realize it did. And so what they do is they keep their head down. They keep at it. They keep working every day hard. They're hustling, they're doing everything, but they're climbing the wrong ladder. You've heard that phrase before? They're working towards the wrong things, even though they're good at it. So if I'm not sure about your primary field of interest, it's going to be hard for me to get you more productive. Does that make sense as a coach? The second thing is I need to know the outputs that are going to matter. And when I think about the outputs, I mean like, okay, what are the outputs that are relevant to your market space right now? Not what you did 5 years ago, like relevant now. What are the outputs that matter right now that move the needle most towards growth? What are the outputs that matter that are differentiated right now so that you stand out? If I can't identify those things, how do I get ahead? Once I know those things though, and now I can ask, how much time are you spending per week at those things? You and I are gonna kick some butt together. And here's what I need you to do. I need 60% of your time on those outputs that are relevant, that are tied towards your growth, and that are distinct or differentiated. Those outputs that matter, prolific quality outputs, I need you now to be prolific at those. Meaning, once you identify them, boom, work those things. Up the quality in those things and everything else, start moving off your plate. Start letting those other balls drop and making sure you're really prolific at those performances that what you're doing, right? You don't need to juggle another 7 balls to impress people. You need to find the 3 different parks that make you the most money and appear there more often. That's going to move the needle for you, not learning that next ball to juggle or that next thing. It's about getting you in the right places, performing more often. That's what's going to be the difference maker. It's the same thing when Steve Jobs came back to Apple and realized they'd kind of run amok into all these different product categories that they didn't need to be in. And he stripped it down. He said, no, we're going to focus on these 5 or 6 things. That was going, we're going to be prolific at these. We're going to be world class in our quality. And we're going to put more of these things out in the world than anyone else ever has ever before, right? Ramp up scale and output, but make sure that you're ramping up scale and output on those things that are high in relevance, growth factor, and differentiation. Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created 3 specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com. Once you identify those things, I need 60% of your week right there on those things. People say, what do I do with the rest of the week? Well, 40% of your time to managing your life, your team, and your tasks. Remember, this is focused towards work time, okay? This is 60% of your work day needs to be focused on what are the outputs that really matter and how can you be more prolific at them. The other 40% of your work day, that's life. That's replying to friggin' emails or voicemails. That is managing and delegating team, right? That is just responding to life's needs that come up inevitably every day. But if I'm gonna weaponize you and make you amazing, I need 60% of your time, that work week, crushing it. It doesn't mean that you don't have other time, you know, when you go home and with your family. I don't care how you spend the time there. Well, I do. Be awesome to your family.
I mean, really good, super present, super amazing, super loving. We need great parents. Like, we need incredible role models in human beings, like, right now, more than ever. So, okay, in your non-work time, make sure that you're amazing to everybody else around you, but in your work time, do that too, okay? But here's what I need, 60% of you being productive towards the things that matter each day. Measure yourself. How'd you do last week on this one? You know how many people, I ask them that question, they're like, I don't really know what I spent my last week on, Brendan. And I go, then that's how we're gonna get you better, my brother. If you don't know what you spent last week really doing and creating towards, you've lost strategic thinking. You've lost strategic activities and work efforts. It's very simple to get you back on chart. I focus on those three things I talked about, okay? So I want you to start measuring, like, did I give 60%? Now, I know not everybody watching this can hit 60% today. What I'm suggesting to you is that's what the world's most successful people are doing. So start inching your way up. Maybe you're really doing 90% of, you know, just a bunch of activity each day. I know people who spend 70% of their day in their inbox, and they're not in customer service. They're like the small business owner. And I'm like, if you're the small business owner and you're spending 70% of your time in your email, you're failing and you don't know it. You're leaving so much money on the table. If you're a salesperson and you're not focused on prolific quality output, which for you might be prospect calls, which you might be high quality meetings, you're just managing and pushing paper. I mean, you're just not gonna break through. And I say that with all due respect because we've all done it, right? Again, I'm not here to be, hey, look how fancy I am. I'm trying to share with you what we learned from the research. This is their number, 60-40. That's pretty surprising to me. And that's a hard bar to reach. But when you do, I tell you, when I started doing that, everything changed. 60% of every single part of my week is content creation. For me, I'm prolific. I've created more online video courses and hours than anybody else on the planet. Why? Because I know that that is what moves the needle for me. It's how we do $10 million plus every single year in online stuff. Why? Because I'm focused there. That's where my time is, right? There's another 40%. I'm still doing lots of other things, talking to partners, doing media, doing interview, doing the emails, doing the tasks, talking with the team. That's all there. But if I lose that 60%, create something that's going to make money, then I'm hurting my own scale. Does that make sense? I don't know, again, what yours is, but you need to identify it. And then, big one, tear it all down to that which matters. I hope you'll put this on, you know, if you got a journal right now, write this in the middle of that journal, on the next journal page, and nothing else on that page. And make this your mantra tonight. Make this your mantra tomorrow. Tear it down. Let those balls drop. Focus on that which matters. Steve Jobs got back into Apple and he tore it down. He got rid of so much of the nonsense that they were doing. And maybe Steve Jobs isn't your hero, and I'm just using that as a convenient example because everybody knows that example. But it's about going into major efforts and stages of your life. If this next stage of your life has to be amazing, you're gonna have to let some stuff go. And if you're willing and bold enough to allow yourself to do that, things will change for you, my friend. Things will change. So write it down in the middle of your journal page. Tear it all down to that which matters. Doesn't mean you have to burn bridges. Doesn't mean you have to be horrible to people. But it just means for you, tear down the processes that matter. If you got 50 processes going and only three of them, tear it down. Strip it down, if you need another phrase here, right? Strip it down, narrow it down, just get it down to that which matters. You need to know which is the things that are really mattering to you. What's the PQO that really leads to the difference? All right, hey, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brendan Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also, while you're there, to help me just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting, and finally my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I'd really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks, to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions. Or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.